Even after Carolina's two legendary wins in the rivalry last season, it still hurts to lose to Duke. That's exactly what happened Saturday, as the Tar Heels were given every opportunity to seize the game but failed to deliver. It wasn't a work of art from either side, but ultimately the Blue Devils made the key plays to win the game. Duke's star freshman center Derek Lively was a force inside, grabbing 14 rebounds and blocking 8 shots against the Tar Heels. That's the most blocks by a Duke player in the history of the storied rivalry. UNC head coach Hubert Davis was complimentary of Lively's play after the game, but did take time to voice his displeasure with a certain missing aspect of Carolina's offensive attack.
Derek is one of the best, if not the best. Even if he doesn't block it, his length and his athleticism can alter it. We went to the free throw line 3 times, and we shoot 150 more than any team in the conference.
Davis wouldn't go so far as to call out the game's officials and said he was just stating facts. The missing production from the foul line was very evident, especially because Carolina shot below 40% from the floor and just 29% in the second half. The Tar Heels went the final 3 minutes and 57 seconds without a single point. Like the Pittsburgh game, Carolina came up just a few plays short. But while disappointed with Saturday's effort, Davis did express confidence that all the pieces would fall into place.
For us this year, consistently, it's been, you know, the discipline and the details, the little things, a box out, a defensive assignment, execution on the offensive end that has been up and down in late game situations. And once we get better and more consistent at that, I think it'll be a happier locker room than a sad locker room.
Happier locker rooms are suddenly imperative down the stretch if Carolina hopes to even qualify for the NCAA tournament. The Tar Heels now sit at just 7-5 in ACC play and are trending toward the bubble once again. And the team is in the middle of a challenging stretch in its schedule, which will see them visit Wake Forest on Tuesday night and host league leaders Clemson next weekend. It won't be easy to emerge from this stretch unscathed, but Davis appeared ready to take that challenge on.
This is basketball. This is life. Let's go back to work tomorrow. Let's get back to work. Let's work hard. Let's do it with energy and effort and passion and enthusiasm. Let's show up on Monday. Let's work hard. Energy, effort, passion, enthusiasm, togetherness, closeness, hunger and thirst. Then let's play on Tuesday against a great, unbelievable Wake Forest team.
The Tar Heels defeated the Demon Deacons in Chapel Hill back in January, and anything less than another win would not only dampen morale, but would also be another strike against the team's postseason resume. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.